Over there now from Iraq. He's something else.
He's demanding.
Oh, he's very. And you know, I've never been around people like that, but I have a nephew who's been in Iran and has worked in Iran, and he's now in Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. My brother died in the first part of May. His father. Well, Pat came back here, but he didn't get here in time for his father's funeral. But we had a nice visit anyway, and I asked him if he'd ever been to Iraq. He said, oh no, Americans are not allowed to go to Iraq. And that they won't give their people a visa to come to America. They have to go somewhere else to get a visa to get into America. And he says it's just characteristic of those people over there. Their arrogance is just something terrible.
You know, in India, you see, it's close to the Arab countries, and a lot of the Arabs come there mm-hmm. for medical treatment, especially the moment. Mm-hmm. The Indians don't like the Arabs at all.
Well, I can see why they don't.
Now, Iran tends to be more friendly than Iraq,
really?
And Saudi Arabia, and other mm-hmm. places, but you know, they don't have a good opinion of the Arabs.
Well, Pat was telling me about how they live over there. Of course, they have so much wealth. But,
what's he doing? They all work
there. Oh, well, he's working there.
Yeah.
He's with the.
They need doctors in his job. They all want to come to America.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean. I don't.
They all want to
be there. Mm-hmm. But he has been so arrogant. But when Dr. Wilson knew he had to have surgery, he says, I'm going to stay here and let Radawi do it. And I protested. I didn't want Radawi to do it because it disliked me so much. But I didn't argue too much because he was too sick. I was told later that the reason he wanted it down here was that he thought it would be so much easier for me, and of course it was. I would have just stayed in Oklahoma City.
In the same place. Yeah.
See, they built a two-story hospital over there now, in addition to it.
Was that just recently?
Well, a few years ago.
And they were 3 years.
Was it 3 years ago when you were here? Well, I'm sure that this doctor is a good surgeon. I have no doubt of that. But he's too eager. And he was very kind to Dr. Wilson, I'll say that. But when he found out I was going to take Dr. Wilson to the MD Anderson Clinic in Houston, he says, there is no use in taking him to Houston. I can do anything they can do down there. See, that's how arrogant
it is. You know, some of the Indian people are like the doctors.
And I just turned and looked at him, and I said, now look, Buster, I'm taking him to Houston. I want him to have the best that I can find for him. And I didn't know what he'd be like when we got back, but he was very kind. We had a Filipino doctor here, and we were both fond. And he was, very concerned and very kind. But unfortunately, he's gone. They come here and they don't stay. Well, I don't know where Dr. Ben went. Somewhere in Tennessee. But he was back here recently, I was told. Came by the hospital. Because I didn't see. Real nice people. Sure.
Yeah. I know. I'm really sorry. But could you just tell me briefly, were you working that day of the accident? It was a Saturday, I think. It was on the 24th of May, 1952. Yeah. Do you remember?
Well, sure I was. Yeah, I'm sure I was there. I don't remember a whole lot about it, really. It's been so long ago.
Yeah. But how was it that, I mean, there was about five or six Indians there, and there was a lady that, you know, had a brain, bit bad brain injury. And there was, of course, the man there, Baba, he broke his arms. Do you remember those people?
Yeah, I remember them, but I can't, I'm trying to separate them. I've seen too many people since 1952.
Am I the first person that's ever met you?
No.
You must have, in Prague, you must have seen quite a bit. I mean, people go to that hospital. And,
oh, yeah.
I was actually collecting information about it for a book or writing. And so anything that you can remember about those people or about your experiences would be appreciated. I know it's kind of sudden. Come on.
You probably already. Miss Burleson talked to you. She probably told you about all.
Yeah. I was just interested from your point of view because she wasn't really, you know, a staff member there. Now I did meet Dr. Burleson also several years ago. But just sort of from your point of view, what's anything you could recall?
There was a doctor with him, I think.
Yeah, that was a woman doctor.
Several other people, that I remember, and Miss Patterson. Is she still alive?
Yeah, I'm going to see her. She's in Myrtle Beach. Do you happen to remember the day you left from Prague? What day it was?
No, I sure don't. I remember it's hotter. Hot as could be up in. We stopped somewhere.
Were you following the other ambulance? Or did you keep separate? You know, see, there was another ambulance where that Baba and the other woman were put in it.
No, I think we were together. We stopped somewhere. I think it was Chattanooga or somewhere. We rested a while, but I remember it was hot.
It
is. I don't remember a whole lot of ambulance. You know, that was empty.
Do you know how long it took you to get down to Myrtle Beach?
Right. No.
And then, did you fly back? Or?
No, I came back in the ambulance.
Let me ask you this. Was the ambulance from Oklahoma City?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know which company or anything like that?
Seemed like
I'm trying to find out the date that they left.
Seemed like it was Thompson.
Right here.
Thompson
ambulance or something like that. They're probably not even in business anymore. Amcare can hardly stay in business. Sure. It's probably maybe a funeral home ambulance or something. I don't know.
But Thompson rings a bell.
Seemed like it was Thompson. But the man that drove it, the name might have been Thompson. I don't know what that name seems.
But do you happen to remember, like, when you would stop seeing the other ambulance? Or would you stay in a motel? Or how did it?
No, we didn't.
What did you do? Just drive on straight and not even stop to rest the night?
I can't remember. Yes. No, I just really don't remember if we stopped. I know we stopped one time in the middle of the afternoon because it was so hard.
But that other ambulance, you know.
But I think we just kept on going.
Did you stay any time in Myrtle Beach? Or just
no, we just stayed maybe an hour or two and started back.
Just turned around. Actually, you know, when those people were in the hospital, what were your duties there in the hospital?
Oh, I was just a nurse. I was just there.
Do you remember attending on the man? Or anyone?
Oh, yeah.
Any of them in particular?
We took care of all of them.
Yeah. It wasn't just you were assigned to one person.
Oh, no. All of them. So we had them in different rooms. I can't.
Do you remember that man? What he looked like and everything?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't remember what
he had a mustache.
Is he still alive?
No, he died in 69.
69?
Yep. You don't remember him saying anything to you?
He didn't talk.
No, he didn't talk, but, you know,
yeah.
Through somebody.
Mary, I think, talked for him, didn't she, or somebody? The doctor?
Gohair was her name.
What's that? Who's Mary? That wretched down.
That was the one that had the very bad brain. The very bad brain sort of concussion, you know, she was badly hurt, head injury. Her name was Mara. And then that little girl, his sister, was named Monty. She was sort of small, and she wasn't hurt in the accident. She was staying at that Ellis Courts. She used to come over to the hospital all the time.
Yeah.
Is that who you're thinking
of? Well, I remember something, Mary or yeah. Monty or something yeah. like that, but I don't really remember the name.
Do you remember that woman that was severely injured, the head injuries, the Indian woman? She was in the room with Miss Patterson. Miss Patterson was in that room and she was in that room.
No. Is that 26 or 7 years?
I know. It was 26 because I was born right.
You were born then?
Yeah, I was born in Tulsa right when those people were in the hospital. My birthday's May 31st. The accident was the 24th of May. And I'm just trying to find out when they left.
I don't remember what day it was.
Yeah. Is there anything you remember about them or your impression of them or what? I mean, for you all, a little town in Oklahoma, to have all these people from India must have been a, you know, it wasn't just ordinary run of the mill thing.
No. You know, hospitals, they just take care of the patients.
Yeah. I just wondered what the staff's reaction to them was. Yeah, so. I mean, did you know he was a famous man? Sort of, or?
No, we just knew he was from India and he was some sort of a religious
leader.
No, we didn't know, you know, how famous he was or anything.
Yeah.
Are you in India now?
Yeah, I was just home visiting my parents. They live in Tulsa. So I was on my way to Norman today to see some friends, and I had. I'm just trying to find that date.
Yeah.
How was it? You were the one that was chosen to go with him in the ambulance. You were the senior nurse then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I guess that was the reason. I don't know really why they chose me.
Did you want to go? You didn't. So hot.
Okay.
Well, you were just there sort of to help Mrs. Patterson.
Yeah, I took care of Mrs. Patterson all the way back to North Carolina. Is that South Carolina or South Carolina? I don't remember why I was chosen. We didn't have many RNs then, that's probably the reason.
Have you always been? You're from. You have a long way to drive every day to work.
Yeah.
I just drove it. No, it's.
Especially on that ice and snow we just had, you know, all later.
Yeah. How was it?
Yeah, missed anything. We had about 9 weeks of solid ice on the ice. Mm-hmm. Worst year, worst winter ever, I think.
Okay, well, I'm sorry to bother you here at work.
But I just don't remember that much about it.
I just had to come though because it's my only opportunity to. Because I'm going back to Tulsa and I'm going back in here, so I appreciate you seeing me.
There's been several people here, you know. Different.
No, they stopped at the hospital. Has anyone ever talked to you about it? I'm surprised because I was really surprised with. When Mrs. Grossel just happened to mention your name. I mean, she didn't tell me to come see her. She knew I was coming. She probably would have said, don't go.
How'd you get on base?
Well, they didn't. I mean, I went all the way down to that Army hospital down Air Force Base down. Mm-hmm. And they just told me that you worked up here. So, they didn't say anything about that. Don't turn me in.
Oh. They're probably much young. Maybe that's what you're going to do.
afraid you were going to say, oh, don't come here. I need you.
There's been several people through praying, you know, asking questions at different times. But.
Yeah. I imagine it's, because it's written up in a lot of different books and everything. Anything about his life is mentioned. And like I said, I'm working on it.
Somebody take his place?
No, it's nothing like that. There's no kind of succession of leadership. There's a charitable trust set up now in his name, sort of, and it's run, it maintains some hospitals and things like that. And I'm working, visitors come in to his tomb and to meet these people that we put in. Now I'll talk about praying. You know, they want to know the accident.
I don't even remember how long they were there. Yeah. Whether it was a week or 2 weeks or long. It's just been too long ago.
But they didn't sort of stand out in your mind? I mean, it was an unusual thing, but I just thought you might remember something about him or the party.
No.
Mrs. Patterson. Testing or
no. The plan was that we were to go to China with Bob and then round to America, where he was to break his silence in the Hollywood Bowl. And we stayed a few days in Bombay, and it was there that we met for the first time Mehra and Marnie and several of the others. They were staying in Bombay. They'd come up specially. At that time, Mehra was in strict seclusion, and she was not allowed to take part in any of the activities. We had first heard of Mehra on the holiday in Italy when we stayed with Baba at the Villa Fiorenzo. That was in 1932. And Baba then told us about the Indian gopis and told us the special role of Mehra and how beautiful she was and what she meant to him. So we were prepared.
Do you remember just roughly anything Baba said? What was your first sort of memory of what he said?
Well, he told us that there was this special woman in India, and she was one of a group of gopis, and that she played the sort of part to him like Radha to Krishna. There was always a special woman in the life of each avatar, you see, who represented in a way the feminine side of the avatar. Ask me any other question.
I just wanted to see if it's on there because. So, on Baba's first trip then in to England, he never mentioned Mehra and you weren't.
Not specifically, no, no. At least I can't remember. I think it was in Italy when he first disclosed to us the special role of Mehra. And then, of course, when we saw her in India, we realized that she was just as beautiful as Baba said. She had this marvelous bone structure and these beautiful eyes, and her hair was jet black and very long and shining.
Do you remember that first time you saw them? Where was it?
In Bombay. It was the first time we saw her.
And Baba brought her out. I mean, could you describe a little bit?
They were all there together, and we met her, and she was very sweet and gracious. And then we went up with Baba to Kashmir, and within 3 weeks, we were shot down to Bombay again and put on a ship to come back to England. Well, to Europe, actually, because Baba then sent us instructions at Marseille what we were to do. So we never saw the women. And it wasn't until Nasik that we made the second link with them. Because a group of us then, including several Americans, were asked to come to India again, and we stayed at the Nasik ashram. And then several of our excursions were to meet with the gopis up on the hill at Mehrabad.
Do you remember her as being more shy than the others, more in the background, or would she come forward and talk to you?
Oh, you always felt that she was something special. I mean, you only had to look at her to realize that even though she may have seemed shy, that she always had this innate dignity.
Yes.
You see, and that in a way she knew her role. But gradually, of course, as time went on and she had more of this special training from Baba, she assumed more authority.
What do you mean she assumed more authority? Within life in the ashram?
Well, obviously, there was no question about it, but they all deferred to Mehra. Baba made it plain who she was. And you felt that she accepted that role. She knew who she was and what Baba wanted from her. And then, of course, when we came after Nasik, Baba then brought them all to Cannes.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first trip that they linked up with the West. I didn't stay in the house with them. I was in the house below where Anita was. But we used to pay visits to them up there. And I remember one rather interesting episode when Baba said that for the first time Mehra had requested something. She'd asked for something. He said never had she ever asked for anything for herself, but she would like a bicycle. So we all clubbed together and we got her a bicycle. She was riding round and she was, everything she did, and Margaret said that when she taught Mehra to swim, she had perfect coordination. And Baba said her horse riding was wonderful. Mehra and the horse were one. So everything she did, she had this adaptability. And then we used to go up and play charades up there. That was one of the things. And, of course, Baba would be on one side. And then we all wanted to be on Baba's side. And there were many episodes when, in some way, Baba was like the doctor. And he performed operations on us.
Uh-huh.
And though it was a charade of guessing a word, yet it had some very special meaning, I'm sure.
Did Mara participate in these games?
Oh, yes, we all played together. And then it was during that time that Baba brought them to Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And the World Exhibition was on, and it was to be a very extraordinary work Baba did there, because every country in the world was represented at this exhibition, and he went with the women there. I think Norina and Elizabeth were with them. I'm not sure who else. The rest of us stayed behind in Cannes.
I think in Cannes was when Mara started swimming. She began swimming. She went out for swimming in Cannes.
Well, I don't know. I know there was one time when during, I guess, in Cannes, when Baba sent Anita and myself out to try and find a lonely beach where the women could come and swim and where no men could see them. And we had an awful time finding a beach, because each time we thought we'd found a beach, some man appeared. But eventually we did find one. And it was rather funny. We went back to tell Baba this. Anita and I were in rather shorts, and Baba had been interviewing people. Doreen had brought some rather important people for Baba. And when we opened the door, Baba was sitting looking very serious. And as we came in, Anita slid right on the door and fell on her back. And Baba burst out laughing. And he said, "That's just what I needed, a good laugh."
Well, you know, in these early days, I mean, do you remember ever being there when, and seeing Mara sort of do something for Baba or Baba doing something for Mara that indicated sort of her their special consideration, something that you kindness or something, like how Baba would treat her specially or how she
Baba always had this courtesy to people, and you felt the way he treated Mehara. Although with all of us he was considerate and sweet and kind, yet in his relationship with Mehara there was something special. When we went up on the hill, and we were all grouped round, all the Western group, and Marnie was with us all there, Baba always sat with Mehara next to him.
So, friends.
Yes, and he had set from then Mehara's special position. I remember one day, no, this was at a later date, actually.
No, go ahead.
When he explained, when I went to India in 1948 with Jean, at that time there was a prohibition, all of us. You see, normally in England, in the West, all the Western women of our little group were always very free and easy with Baba. When he came into the room, we'd go up to him and kiss him, embrace him, you know. And quite normally, that was how he treated us and we treated him. But then we were told that no one must go up and kiss Baba. The only one allowed was Mehara. And he explained once to me in, this was in 1948 when I was with Jean, that Mehara had felt every thought of his, and she was like his skin. She was like a protection to him. And that in the time of Jesus, the Virgin Mary played that part. Rather in the time of Krishna, and in this life it was Mehara.
Very interesting. That was at Marazan.
Mm-hmm.
At Marazan, where he told you
this? No, that was when we were in Abhinaga. I hadn't gone to Meharazat yet. After Meharazat was ready, Jean and I were at Meharabad, staying there, and then we went down to a house in the city itself, and then they opened Meharazad. We were there for the opening of Meharazad. And then we were called there after it was opened. And Jean and I stayed there, I think about 6 weeks. We'd been already 6 weeks in India. And then we lived this intimate life with Baba and Mehara and Marnie and all that.
That must have been the first time you really actually got to see what it was like with them all every day.
Yes.
More so than France.
Yes. Yes, that was the first time I was living in the same ashram with them. The men were at the bottom as they are now,
no.
You know, cut and... And Erich wasn't there then.
No.
He came at a later date. And then the next time, of course, I had this intimacy with them was in 1952. When I was the only one that Baba called from England and who stayed all the time at Myrtle Beach for the opening. Margaret came for a part of the time. I think Kitty then came to Europe to visit her brother. And I was there all the time with them. And that this was another time when I lived in this intimacy with them because I was not there during the war. I wasn't in the war period. Baba had said to Margaret tonight that if war broke out, we were to go to India. Kitty and Rana were there already, and I think Noreen and Elizabeth were part of the time.
That's right.
And Margaret got permission to go because she was the guardian of Falu, Rustam's son, and I couldn't get permission. And then Baba wrote me that I was really where he wanted me to be. I had to spend the war years in England. So I didn't see Baba again until 1948 when I went out with Jean. And then I came back. Then there was the new life period. And then I had a cable that I was to go to Myrtle Beach to be with her again. So that was a wonderful period. And then, of course, I was in the car behind when they had the accident and when they were all so injured, but Barbara and Mehra particularly.
Well, let's stick to that period in India when you were there in the ashram with them. Any little thing you recall about noticing Mara's
One of the things, we do whatever Mehra requested, Baba granted. And he always said she never really asked for anything. The only time was that bicycle. But always she sat beside him. And then on special occasions, I mean, in the evening we used to all be together with Baba, and he used to tell him jokes. Then in the day he'd go down to the men's quarters. Sometimes he went down there when there was anything special. But it was lovely seeing Mehra in this special environment, which really that place became Mehra's own.
Yeah.
Mehra's ad. Because everyone realizes her special position there. And I think after the accident, gradually, Baba let all the women have more freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mehra didn't really want to, as far as I can make out. But even then, she had to have doctors in attendance on her. She went to the dentist. So already Baba was lifting that veil from her. And of course, I think just before he passed, gave up the body, he introduced all the...
That's right.
..to her. That's what Ardi Jr. told
That's
me.
Right.
So, he then... She realized that it was his wish that she should come out now. And now, it's incredible what's happened.
Yeah. Well, do you remember... they didn't stop in England first going to America, did they? You were in Myrtle Beach in 1952.
Yes.
They came straight to Myrtle Beach, and then it was on the way back.
Well, I met them in New York and traveled down with them.
And that was the first time Mara had been in the States and everything. I mean, what did you find? Traveling with Mara also like that was...
Well,
you had to take precautions. Can you just talk a little bit?
You just felt she fitted into that special role. And every time we were all together, although she was always very kind and considerate to everybody, yet you knew she had this special relationship with Barbara. We used to play croquet, all of us, with Barbara, and then go on long walks by the beach. In Myrtle Beach, yes.
Did she like the center?
Oh, yes. I think they loved it there. Yes. And they knew Baba loved it. But they were still in seclusion because they wanted this special house. And Kitty then took visitors who'd come to see Baba's special ones to visit them. Rana and I were more with the general crowd. I used to take people in for the special interviews,
You didn't stay in the guest house with them then? Hmm? You didn't stay along with them in that guest house?
No. I wasn't far.
Yeah.
Our bungalow was fairly near. But I was more in the outer side of the, across the bridge on all these occasions when visitors were coming all the time.
Right.
And I was the one that led them into Barber and announced who they were. And then on the open day, Rana and I were at the door and I announced them, and they went through the other door, and then we spent, whereas Kitty was taking special people to visit Mehra and Marnie and the others together who were with them.
But you did, go to the beach with them one day or something?
No, I didn't do much walking because I just had an operation. I stayed put, and I also had special nourishment.
So, after leaving Myrtle Beach, then, of course...
Now, after Myrtle Beach, I came back to England to arrange for Baba's stay here.
I was going to talk about the accident period a little bit.
Yes, right.
When you left Myrtle Beach, the
men went in advance to Mayhew Mount, and we had two cars. Elizabeth drove the front one, and Sarosh was behind. I was in the car with Sarosh. And we had strict instructions always to follow on and certain rendezvous which we had to keep. And we were always behind, strangely enough. And on this particular morning, Baba was in one of those dark moods and he was walking up and down, up and down. And he said, "You must keep behind all the time." And he said, "If you don't, I'll never speak to you again." And this is what happened. We were still behind. Because we'd stopped at what you call powder rooms or to have a drink or something. We said, "Well, if we're all going to meet at Mayhew Mount anyway, what does it matter?" Yeah. But you see, again, this is what happened. When we arrived, the accident had taken place. And we saw the crowd. Then they'd already sent for the ambulance. Mm.
Of course, Mayhew was very bad.
Yes. Yes, Mayhew was very badly injured. And Barbara. And the others, Barney, not so much. Yeah. Corset.
Not
very much. And then they stayed at this marvelous little hospital in Craig.
Now, Mara was unconscious then at the beginning. Did Baba say anything, kept asking how's Mara?
No. Baba just looked. And there was no... sort of recognition. You felt he was far away, and he let them take him and put him there, and Mayhew had her eyes closed. And she was unconscious. And Elizabeth, I didn't see at the time, she was slumped over the car. She was badly injured. I think ribs. It was right in the heart of America.
When they actually got to the hospital, though, and after the doctor had taken care of them, then did Baba...
I came back to England. We drove back from Prague to Elizabeth's house, which was in Myrtle Beach.
While you were in the hospital.
Yes. We were in Marnie and I and several of the others were in, a motel nearby. And every day we used to go up and stay there and see Baba. We were allowed to see Baba.
About Mara's condition.
But by that time, of course, they'd had a specialist in for Baba and Mehra. And then, we used to sort of... Kitty mostly stayed with her.
Yeah.
Rano.
I mean, some people have said, like, at the time, they thought Mara was going to die at that time. I mean, it was so serious.
Well, no, I never thought she would die.
Or some kind of damage.
This was the first time that Mayhew had ever suffered, because Baba always kept physical suffering. She was a very strong, healthy. She never had anything wrong with her. And this was suffering that was for the first time was put on her. And I remember at the time Marnie being very upset, because she felt, why she'd escaped, why was it on Mayhew? But no one knew why, and perhaps that had to happen to Baba and Mira. He said, what was it? America was thirsting for his blood. And the blood was shed on American soil. I had a little pillow, you see, that I put
Beach.
It under Baba's head.
It's in Myrtle Beach.
That's right, and I sent it to Myrtle Beach.
So, by the time, though, that you were ready to leave, was Mara all right? Her condition?
Well, I left before. They stayed a week in New York, and I came back to arrange for their visit to the Rubens Hotel.
When they left Myrtle Beach. I mean, when they left Prague.
Oh, no. No, she was. Baba was still, what you call in the spirit, yes, the past. And,
I mean, do you remember going in to see Mara?
Oh, yes.
In her room,
of
she
course,
was lying down.
Of course.
And how was her mood then? I mean, was she just...
Oh, she was a marvelous patient. Marvelous. She she just accepted
she
it. Or,
I mean, she knew what happened to Baba also?
No, that was kept from her for quite a time.
Did Baba say don't say anything to Mehra?
Yes, no. Mehra wasn't allowed to know what had happened until she'd recovered a bit. My mind's a bit hazy about exactly when she did know, but Baba didn't want her worried.
But you remember her mood was good then?
Oh, yes, I remember her moving about. We used to help her, you know, to go outside. But after a time, all the swelling went down, and by the time they came to England, she was more or less all right, Junie. I think you noticed the little stitches there. But Baba was still in the cast when he came to England, and Margaret had given me some money to get tickets for different theatres, and I had booked for them. Baba came to each one. It was incredible. But I had to get different seats in different parts because we had to take Dr. Duncan to be with Baba. So when we went to South Pacific, I believe, we women sat upstairs in the circle and Baba and Duncan sat downstairs. We had to go in separate taxis. But they enjoyed it. They really loved it.
Yeah, they must have been just really then glad
I took
to get
them,
out of America.
Yes, all the time it was like that. Then I took them to a show of horses.
Yes, rodeo.
Yes, because Mehra loved horses. And Duncan sat far away. And when it was over, we went and he came to help Baba and take Baba home. Then we went to a show on ice, Rosemary on Ice. And that was...
She still remembers and talks about
she
it.
She remembers that.
The man with the tennis racket playing tennis.
Yes. And then, now wait a minute. Then we went, while Baba was interviewing at the Charing Cross Hotel, we had two cars. And we went to Stratford-on-Avon. My sister Minta drove one and Charmian Deuce the other. And they had a very nice time then. And then one day I brought them into Kew Gardens, and I at that time lived at 240 Kew Road, and I took them up to my flat there, and we had tea, and they sort of rested, and we went into Kew Gardens, and we went to Richmond, down into Richmond, and had lunch there. So that was another day. Then we went to Madame Tussaud's, and there was a terrific hullabaloo, because we all had to, they were so crowded, we all had to crowd round Mehra to protect her being touched by any man. So that was the end of that. Now, what happened after? Oh, I went with them to Switzerland, to Geneva. Charmian Deuce and I went with them, and it was very lovely there. And I went with, first of all, we went to Zurich, near a place near Zurich that Irene Billow had fixed up Hayley Merton's house. And Charmian and I were with them, and that was a very lovely, intimate time with Baba. We had one evening, we went to see fireworks, and in the evening, we'd all, the few of us, would be with Baba and Mehra Mani. And then Baba gave, and that Anita and Roger came over at that time, so she will be able to tell you a little about that. And then I went to Geneva and Charmian until Baba went off to India, and then Charmian came back to England with me and stayed with me. Baba gave her permission. So I didn't see them again. When did I see them again?
62. 10 years later.
Because Baba came to England in 56 then. 58 Myrtle Beach. And 62
but
was the East-West Gathering.
That was 10 years. I mean, you must have written them back.
Hmm?
Did you ever write to Mehra during those 10 years?
No. I was writing to... Well, up to... Now, wait a minute. Up to 1940, we had personal letters from Baba. Then during the war period, we had letters from Margaret or Kitty, I had actually, and with messages from Baba. After Chanchi died, actually, these personal letters stopped. And then the new life period after 1948, when I saw Baba there, everything was stopped. We couldn't, we were told we might never see Baba again. Well, then after the 52, Baba said, no correspondence. We didn't want them backwards and forwards. We were only allowed to write one letter to Baba after that. And then he said, cable only, if anything of urgency. Then started